Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We glorify, magnify, uplift his holy name. What an awesome God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. There is none like him. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. Bless the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We know, glory to God, the victory we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. As we stand fast, hold fast to the promises of the Lord. There is no other way, glory to God, to be happy in Jesus. Hallelujah. It's through his word and obedience and glory to God, submitting ourselves to him, committing ourselves to his will, canceling every assignment of the enemy that will bring anything, glory to God, against our flesh to cause us, glory to God, to deviate off the path. So I thank God for his mercy and his grace. Bless the Lord. We have three blessed women of God tonight. Hallelujah. We're bringing forth the word of encouragement, exaltation, and hallelujah, and just direction. Whatever God says, his will be done. Amen. We bless the Lord. Glory to God for our sister Rachel. Bless the Lord. Sister Rachel, Sister Laura. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Sister Laura Alford and Rachel McLean, both of them a mother and daughter. And we also have none other than our own Pastor Sims tonight. So we're looking for a move of God and for God to bless and stir our spirits, encourage us, enlighten us. Oh, God, any corrections, anything, glory to God, to bring us into a closer walk with the Lord. So we know the word is already anointed. Just asking the Lord to anoint his vessels. Thank God for their time spending with the Lord so that way they can be able to come forth and deliver what God placed in their spirits. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. We're going to have in a moment to see if anyone else can recover. We want them to definitely hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. We'll have Mother McCormick, evangelist, to do our prayer tonight, and I will read a scripture in just a moment. Bless the Lord. But I will just give a minute or two more for because we want more than just the speakers on and the person that's going to read the scripture. We want definitely to have some other ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. So we're going to pray, glory to God, in a moment. So praise the Lord. Victory is thine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Love is mine. Love is mine. Love today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Love today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Last one. Peace is mine. Peace is mine. Peace today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Peace today is mine. Hallelujah. Victory is mine. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have the victory. Glory be unto the Most High God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our scripture reading will be two of them. Bless the Lord. I'm going to go ahead and read the scripture, and then allow Mother McCoy is going to do our prayer tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. So when we get ready after her prayer, then we'll be introducing the speaker. Praise the Lord. Amen. 1 Peter 4:12. As it reads, don't be bewildered or surprised when you go through the fiery trials ahead. For this is no strange, unusual thing that is going to happen to you. And that you is me, all of us, plural, praise the Lord. And the other reading will be 2 Corinthians 4:17. Paul said, this is powerful for us. He said, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweigh them all. Whatever we're going through, praise the Lord. God have us not to be surprised of the fiery darts and the various things. He said that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give you life and life more abundantly. And he also prepares to know that, hallelujah, not have us ignorant of his word and of Satan's devices, and let us know, glory to God, all the trouble that we go through don't even compare to the blessing of the eternal glory that we will have, that will outweigh all of that in Christ Jesus. And we can do all things through Christ with strengtheness. So that is our scripture reading for tonight. And at this time, I want you to receive none other than Evangelist McCormick. We're opening us up in prayer.
Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you this afternoon. Lord, we just give glory and honor to you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for a day that we've never seen before. We realize, Heavenly Father God, it was nothing so great or good that we have done, but because of your grace and mercy, Lord God, we just thank you for what you're doing in all our lives, Lord God. God, we pray right now, God, that you forgive me for every sin and fault that I might have done or said. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for our Pastor Hubbard. God, we just thank you, God, for her on the line on tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Stems on tonight, and Sister Rachel and Sister Laura. We just thank you, God, for them coming forth with your word on tonight, God. God, we ask you to use them in a mighty way, God. We ask you, Lord God, to give them the strength to be able to bring that word forth, that somebody, Lord God, that might be on the line with cry out, say, what must I do to be saved? Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, because we know it is you that's always working out and behind the scenes, doing things for us, God. And we just love you tonight for what you're doing. We pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, would just help them, Lord God, to be able, Lord God, to pray under, speak this word under your anointing. Let the Holy Ghost have the right away, God, in your name, Jesus. God, we just thank you because you said, God, that you sent your word to heal your people. Now, God, we listen to hear for the word on tonight, and we love you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I have some of y'all lines open. I might need to mute it, so we don't want to have any, if you don't, because I just opened all the speakers' lines, but I might have to close it because we don't want to have the amens in the background if someone is speaking, so we can hear everything that's being said. So bless the Lord. First, speaker up tonight, as God bless, we're going to bring none other than our sister Laura Afford. Bless the Lord. For God to bless, you've been on the prayer line. I know it's not a year yet for her and her mother. But God's blessed, and then when they do come on, they're all attentive, and thank God even for the blessings and the testimony. We're not going to do no formal introduction tonight. We're going to bless the Lord, for she has 15 minutes Sister Rachel will be next after her, and she'll have 20 minutes. Any of them, if they finish before that time as well, but praise God, everyone know that, you know, by the time I say hallelujah, we're bringing it in if they gotten to that point. And we also have after that Pastor Jacqueline Sims, praise God, that's been with us for almost a couple of years now. We thank the Lord for her and the anointing that's in her life and that seeking the face of God. And God, we thank God for the anointing for all three of them that God blessed in the faithfulness, even for the prayer line and even for the ministry that's in her life and what God is doing in her. So as I said, it's not going to be formal tonight. We're just going to let the Holy Spirit prove himself under the anointing because they're saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. They're testifying, hallelujah, and living a life that even through their testimonies that we know that God is operating and working in their lives. So we're just giving God glory, praise God. So as soon as our sister Laura Alford finished, then next speaker you're going to hear is Sister Rachel McLean. And after that, you're going to hear Pastor Sims. So we are praying God's blessings and covering over them and God's anointing, canceling the assignment of the enemy that will try to bring any interference on these phones, on these devices, on any kind of computer, and even try to interrupt, glory to God, even while they are speaking. We are praying the flow of the anointing just continue to have its way in the name of Jesus. We bless God for them, and at this time receive none other than our sister Laura right now in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Topic is on promise of God. The subtitle is You Can Trust Jesus. One promise of God is that he will never leave us or forsake us. That's found in Deuteronomy 3:10. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were thrown in the fiery furnace because of their faithfulness in God. They refused to bow and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar ordered the people to do when they heard the music play. King Nebuchadnezzar came to see if they were burned up. That is just like the enemy sitting and watching to see if you fell in the trap that they set for you. But Nebuchadnezzar was in for a rude awakening when he saw not three, but four men walking around in the fire. King Nebuchadnezzar recognized that the fourth man in the fire was the Son of God. That is found in Daniel 3. I can imagine the Lord telling Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I told you I'm a promise. I never change. I got y'all back. I will never leave you or forsake you. I'm a very present help in a time of trouble. I am a God that shall not lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said it, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall not he make it good? No matter what you are facing, just trust Jesus. He will see you through it. When it seems like you are alone, you are not. Jesus is right there by your side. Another promise is found in Philippians 4:19. God, and my God, shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Whatever it is, whether it's financial, physical, or a spiritual need, God got it. I remember I needed a car, and I asked God for a car. And the only income I had was an AFDC check. God opened up another door for some more income to come in, and I was able to go and put a down payment on the car. After that, I said, Lord, project. Now, there's nothing wrong with living in the project. I just knew God had something better for me. He opened up another door for my two children, my husband at the time, and I, to move out of the project, and we moved in a trailer park. So we moved our stuff in, but I would never put up any pictures or set out any whatnot because I asked God for something of my own, and I was trusting God to do it. Another reason why I didn't unpack all of our stuff is because faith without works is dead. It is impossible to please God without faith. One day, Mama came over and she asked me, why or when are you going to put up some pictures on the wall? I told her, because I'm not staying here long. I think we stayed there about a year. I was putting my faith in to work by not putting any pictures up or setting whatnot out, because I was trusting God to deliver us out of that trailer park and into our own home. The same thing that was going on in the project was going on in the trailer park. That was the consequences for not asking God if this was the right place to move. Now, there was one obstacle that was in the way to purchase the home, but Jesus made a way for me to pay off what was on my credit. Glory to God. He blessed our family with the home. I can truly say it was nobody but God. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. All we got to do is just trust Jesus. He did it for me, and he can do it for you. Just trust him. Romans 2:11 tells us, for there is no respect of persons with God. Look at the woman with the issue of blood for 12 long years. She spent all her money on physicians, and no one could cure her. She made up in her mind and heart that if she could but touch the hem of Jesus' garment, she would be made whole. Now, she had a lot of trust and faith in Jesus, because they could have stoned her to death. But she didn't care. She had faith in the Lord, because when Jesus shows up, he makes everything all right. It's got to bow. Everything that is not like God got to go in the name of Jesus. Last but not least, let's talk about Job. This is a good example of bulldog faith. No, bulldog faith is not found in the Bible, but I'm talking about you don't care about what come or go. You are going to hold on to your faith and on God's unchanging hand. You are going to stand on every promise that God made. This story is found in Job chapter 1. Job was a righteous, God-fearing man. He experienced severe trials and afflictions. He lost all his property, and his children died. On top of that, he suffered great agony. His body had sore boils on it from his foot to his head. Then on top of that, three of his friends came and were supposed to be comforting him. Instead, they accused him of sinning. I know how that feels to be sick and somebody tells you that you must be sinning and transgressing. That really hurts. This scripture or this story goes to show you don't have to be doing anything wrong to go through any trials and tribulations. If you don't never go through something, how can you tell somebody else what Jesus can do? How he can bring you out every time if you just trust him and obey. Now here comes his wife telling him, won't you curse God and die? He told her she sounded like a foolish woman. That is just like the enemy to use somebody you love. The enemy don't care who he uses. Thank God for Job knew the power of God. He caught hold of his faith. He had a relationship with God. He put all his trust in the Lord. He didn't waver in his faith or trust. He trusts in God. God gave him back more than he had the first time. So don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. Keep your eyes on the prize, and that prize is Jesus. No matter what come or go, put all your trust in the Lord. I close with this question. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Amen.
Glory to God. What a powerful word. Go ahead. Bless the Lord. We'll talk later, Brother. Lead Sister Rachel, praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. My topic is, where is your faith? God gave every man a measure of faith. I'm coming from Hebrews 11:1. Where is your faith? My faith is in Jesus. Things happen for, thank you, Holy Ghost, substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Mark 11:22-23. Have faith in God and in Jesus. God is Jehovah. Jesus is Jehovah's son. Answer truly. Jesus said, answer truly. I tell you, if anyone says to you, to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe what he says happens, it will do for them. You got to believe. You cannot have any doubt in your heart when you ask God something. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthened me. The reason why I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthened me is for my faith. According to my faith, it will be done unto me. Okay. Tell us, faith is a measure. I want to tell you what faith is. Faith is measures because it is a substance of a spiritual substance. It speaks of different measures of faith. Little faith, weak faith, dead faith, increasing faith, strong faith, and great faith. When you have a little faith, it's like you're getting kind of close to God. You're trying to get close to Jesus, the Word. You're reading, you're eating the Word of God, learning of him. When you have little faith, you need to get a little closer to your Father, where men or women are teaching the Word of God so the Word can get on the inside of you to make you strong in your faith. Because the Word is what makes us strong. What Jesus says, we know he means what he says, and he can do what he says. Weak faith, you got to stay even closer to get that faith a little stronger. Dead faith, you have to just, is somebody going to come and plant a seed on the inside of you? They're going to plant that word. They're going to say, what thing God give them to say? Seed, that mustard seed. Increasing faith. Then that faith begins to increase. And the great faith, my God. That's when nobody can tell you anything that God cannot do. And you'll tell them, no, I know my God can bring me out. Just like Daniel in the lion's den. If he did not have faith, those lions were hungry. But he had great faith. Not one of those lions touched him. God brought him out. Woo, ain't God good, y'all? Woo, good God Almighty. Well, I can only imagine. Can you imagine being around a whole bunch of lions and they're hungry? But if you didn't have the faith, my God, the lions would have ate them up. But because of his faith in God, they could not touch it. And God is saying today, faith, woo, great faith in him. Woo, good God Almighty. Love him with all your heart and soul. Love God with all your heart and soul. He's got a shield around him. He's got angels camped around him. Nothing can touch him. If it touches us, guess what? It can't grow. So go. All you got to do is speak to it. tell it. Believe it. With all your heart and soul, and watch God deliver. How you know, Sister Rachel? He delivered me from seven heart blockages. When the doctors went in to do the surgery, they had no blockage to remove. I have no sense of wars in my heart. I had a stroke right in the front of the doctors, in the doctor's office. I was all crippled up. But my God, my God, my God. I didn't come out all crippled up. I didn't go on that helicopter that they ordered for Florence. I didn't have to do any of that. I didn't get no medicine, no needles. They were getting ready to go in my body. But God, hallelujah, Jesus, that's how you know that you know that you know that you know there's nothing, my God, too hard for him. All you got to do is lean and depend on him. Oh, yes. Where is your faith today? Are you rooted and anchored in the Lord? Are you doing what God wants you to do? Are you staying in his word? Are you eating and digesting his word? Are you waking up in the morning saying, good morning, Jesus? Are you telling God, order your footsteps? Order my mind, Lord. Order my lips, God. My tongue. Because your tongue has power. What you speak out of your mouth. Order your day. God gave us the Holy Ghost. God gave us our tongue to speak things into existence. It's according to your faith, though. Mm-hmm. And it will be done. For I say, the grace given unto me, that's Romans 12 and 3. Thank you, Holy Ghost. For I say, the grace given unto me, faith to every man, faith every man and woman, he's given it to them among you, not to think yourself highly than you ought to. Think, but think soberly, according as the measure of faith. My faith may be not where your faith is. That don't mean I'm better than you. That means I need to be praying along with you, holding you up. He said, for the strong, the bear the infirmity of the weak. Let us come up together for your word, Jesus. God, I thank you. You know, God means what he says, and he says what he means. I done seen so many people come out of things. They're supposed to be pulling time, a lifetime in jail and prison rather. But God is a delivering God. They didn't do it. And God brought out the evidence. But you got to have faith. You have to go to God and believe that he'll do just what he said he'll do. I've seen people being healed. That's what he's saying to us today. Where is your faith? Where is your faith in me? Do you love me with all your heart and soul? Do you believe me? Do you trust me? Don't let nothing shake your faith. If you start wavering, I think, no, can't do that. That won't work. You got to say, Lord, I know that you're going to do it. I have no doubt. I remember when Laura was a little girl, and I had got sick, and I was in the house, and we were needing some food. And I told the Lord, I said, Jesus, you see my need. God, I believe that you're going to do it. This little girl went skipping to the mailbox, come back. Ma, who got a check? I said, baby, how you know I got a check? I just looked at him in the little eyes. She said, Ma, we got a check. And I said, let me see, baby. I opened it up. It was $5,000. My house payment was due. My light bill was due. There was food needing in the house. God, I thank you for my faith, God. You never fail, upheld me. You never let me down, God. You was always there, Lord, in the midst of my trials, my tribulations, Lord, all my going through, God. I could not have made it without you, Jesus. I don't want to trade my Jesus in for nothing. I don't know nothing to trade him in for. So he is that he is. Because I live, it's because of Jesus. Everything that I am, it's because of Jesus. God, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. He'll turn everything around for your good if you just listen. Have that listening ear for Jesus. Put on the whole armor of God. Good God, I'm not out here, your Holy Ghost. Put on the whole armor. If you allow God to put his, your breastplate on, woo, your helmet on, woo, good God, I'm not. Let him dress you from head to toe. Let him have his way with you. I promise you, he'll bring you out. He's brought me out of so many different things. And all I can do is tell him, thank you. When you see God moving, my God, he'll even make your enemies your footstool. It's in the word of God. He will, because he's done it for me so many times. He's even told me who they were. They didn't even know that I knew that I knew. Woo, good God, I'm not. He'll whisper in your ear. That's not true. Woo, woo, glory to God. There was one time the devil didn't even want me sitting in my own home that he had blessed me with, that I had suffered for. I had went through some things for it. I left my brand new home. But God blessed me with another one, a 2002 brand new, better than what I had before. God, I thank you, Holy Ghost Spirit. I never let go of my faith. I've never seen God let his righteous be forsaken. Never. I believe. This lady in the grocery store was saying, I don't know how we're going to eat. And I looked at her and I turned to her. I know. Jesus is true to his promise. If he have to rain down manna from heaven again, he'll do it again. He said everything is his word. He'll do it again. He'll do it again and again and again and over and over and over again. That's my measure. I can remember a time when I was wavering. Pastor BJ said, Why every time this comes up, you cannot believe in me, okay? And let's stay with me. Lord, you did all this for me. Surely this you can do. Guess what? I came out victorious because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. The enemy comes to try to put doubt, but we got to tell the enemy where to go. Tell him who you belong to. Make sure you do that. That you belong to Jesus. And that you're going to obey Jesus. He has to flee. And there's nothing wrong with getting another person, a prayer partner, to pray along with you. There's nothing wrong with that where your faith is a little shaky. It's good that you do that. Another prayer partner, another warrior to war with you and watch God do it. Watch your faith grow. Start growing. They start reading the word. They start telling you the word. The word is what keeps us. Ooh, glory to God. God, I thank you. And just keep Jesus close to your heart. Love him with all your heart and soul. Oh, he'll just love on your back. Through God, Lord, I thank you for giving me what to say, God. God, I thank you, God, because I want to be obedient to you. Because I want to see the one who created me. God, I thank you. Where is your measure of faith? And did he give man measure of faith? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He gave us that. And it's according to you. How much of Jesus do you want? Do you really want him? Get in the word. Get in the word. Eat the word. Digest the word. Sometimes it's bitter. Don't spit it out. Swallow it.
Good for you.
Don't let nothing shake your faith. Amen.
Glory to God. Powerful word. Bless the Lord. I'm excited about Jesus. Okay, Pastor Sims. Glory to God. I'm enjoying everybody.
Yes, ma'am. That's some powerful word to come behind. And both of them were all up in my lesson. But that just makes it stamp it a little deeper down into your spirit. So I want to greet you in the name. I want to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the great healer. I do recognize the head of this prayer line as I thank God for this beautiful opportunity to come before you this evening. The topic that I was given is the power of faith for healing. And I do ask that everyone pray for me while I try to give somebody a little bit of light in their darkness. Now, what is faith? What the power of faith for healing? What is faith? In Hebrews 1, it tells us what it is. That faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence that you do not see. So God wants you to know what it is. So after you recognize the fact that what it is, how do you get it? Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And how do you get faith? Do you know how you get it? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You hear the word, and that helps your faith to grow. Romans 10:17. I have a lot of scriptures as this subject is so broad, and it's so many scriptures, so many things in the Bible that will point to healing. And she said prayer for faith and healing, but it's more than physical healing. We have spiritual and emotional healing and all kinds of different things that you need healing from. But all of those will probably fall upon into those three categories. And so if you'll come with me to Numbers 21, 5 and 6. This is my first example of what's going on in the Bible here. It says, and the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? And for there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our souls don't like this light bread, that they were still eating the manna. The souls, they don't like that. And so God sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much of the people died. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you speak against the Lord sometimes? So Moses went and prayed, and he asked God to take away the serpents from among the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looks upon it, shall live. And Moses made the serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he beheld the serpent,
When he looked up, he lived. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in Oboth. So in this right here is telling you, look here, how God is faithful and his, hallelujah, it has his mercy, has no limit. And all they had to do was look up. And God is saying to you today, some of us today, look up. Look up. You've been looking down too long. Look up. Things are biting you and they're pulling on you and they're just dragging you about. Oh, I love it. But if you look up, you will see Jesus. That's who you're looking up to. And he is, like my sister just came before me, said, he has evidence. And he gives you evidence of what he will do. Because he is a faithful God. Now, I looked up, you know, in the medical arena, in the medical world, they have a snake wrapped around a pole, and it's on their clothing, and it's on their buildings, on their shingles, when they hang their shingles. What God told Moses to do was to put the make a snake of brass, put it up on that pole, and if you looked up, you would live. Some of the people were so hard-hearted and faithless that they wouldn't even look up. So you know the story if you read, and I say that you know the story, but some people don't know the story. So I always try to make sure that they know where they can find it and read it. So, but I did a little research on that snake on the pole and why the doctors and the medical people are using it. So I found out that they think that is part of Greek mythology, that's where they got it from. They held snakes to be sacred back in that day. And the Greeks did a lot of different things. But I tell you what I believe. I believe that somebody read the scriptures or heard about Moses, God giving Moses instruction. And that's another thing. You see, you have to get instruction from God. And both my sisters that came before me spoke along those lines. You just can't jump up all the time and do what you want to do. You have to get instruction. And if God hadn't given Moses instruction as to what to do, to lift up that brass snake on that pole, that if anybody wants to be healed, and that's by faith. You look by faith, believing that God's word is true, and he will heal you. So if you want to look it up, you can look it up. But I think, personally, that they got that from God. You know, and this day and age now, they're trying to take God's things that he has fixed, and they turn them around to suit themselves, but you can't do that. Halloween is another one that's coming up this week. And this is not the origin of it. The origin of Halloween is not good. It's to do with the dead. It's to do with the Druids back in the old world. All of these people that worship the wrong thing. And we got our children and our grandchildren participating in all sorts of things. Oh, it's just fun for the children. No, it's not. It's a door open to letting Satan into their little lives and captivating them with all of the, you notice, they always try to give you something. I'm giving you this and I'm giving you that. But really, they're taking away. They're not giving you. And we as parents have to be aware. Now, I have two sons, and until I knew better, I dressed them up as witches and goblins and all kind of junk. But now when I learned the truth, and you're hearing the truth tonight, when you learn the truth, you change. You do something else. You don't let them participate in that. even in the schools, the parties, they'll look bad and they'll feel bad if they can't participate. Well, if the candy is what it is, buy them some candy. Have them a big bowl of candy at home, and you tell them you can eat here, but this if that's what you want to do. Churches participate in it. They call it another something, a harvest or something, but it's on the same night as Halloween, and you got them out there in the street participating and running after the enemy of their soul. And so I admonish you tonight that just think about it if you have children and grandchildren, and think about how important it is and how precious their little lives are. And one thing about sin is contagious. It'll spread from one generation to the next unless somebody stops it. So we thank God for his mercy and his grace in allowing the children in the wilderness wandering to have an opportunity, another opportunity, opportunities after opportunities to know who God was, but yet some doubted and some didn't believe, but they said, look up to God, and he will save you. Now, the woman with the issue of blood, that's my next one, St. Luke 8:46. This woman, the Bible says, spent all of her earnings for 12 years, but none could heal her. So she heard about Jesus coming in the area, and she came up behind Jesus, and she kept saying, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be made whole. Oh, that's faith. As soon as she touched the hem of his garment, the blood stopped, and Jesus asked, who touched me? Who was it? Somebody touched me. The disciples said, Master, the crowd is so great, and it pressed in on you. Jesus said, no, somebody touched me, because virtue has gone out of me. And the woman came falling down and trembling before Jesus. How many of you know that sometimes you have to do things in faith? Because he said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say, hallelujah, to the mountains be thou removed from this place. But she came falling down before him, acknowledging that she had touched him. And if you believe by faith, you're a winner. You can't fail. You have to hold on to your faith. Sometimes, in the midnight hour, you ever been there? I have. Sometimes it's nobody there but you and God. It's in the midnight hour. It's black. It's still. It's just you. You're in pain. You're in misery. You're wavering, holding on, trying to hold on to your faith. Now, just tell the truth now. Sometimes you can get so until you say, well, Lord, I'm doing all I can do, but yet faith will get you through. Faith, the power of faith will get you through. It's a mighty powerful thing to have. So after the woman with the issue of blood came before him, he said unto her, daughter, be of good cheer. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. St. Luke 8:49. Her faith made her whole. Go in peace. Whole. In every area. Because of your great faith, you are whole. Now you can go in peace. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for his word and the testimonies he left behind to bless us. And then we have another one that is in St. John 4:4. Jesus said he must needs go through Samaria. Now Jacob's well was there. And so he went through Samaria, going to see this woman at the well. He went to see, he knew she would be there. And instead of him going into town with the other disciples, the Bible says he was weary. And he stopped at the well. And then he talked to this woman who was there, and he told her about the water that would wash her soul, would cleanse her, that would spring up into everlasting life. He told her, this water that you drink, that you come in to drink here now, is not the water that you need. And he let her know that he knew that she had five husbands, and the one she has now was not hers. But he said, she asked him after he explained about the living water, she asked him to give her that water that springs up in the everlasting life. Jesus told her about her sinful life, and she said, well, my goodness, I perceive that you are a prophet. And by faith, the woman at the well believed, and she was able to leave her water pot behind and go running into the city. She became an instant evangelist, and she said, come see a man who is able to give you living water, and it springs up into everlasting life. Leave your sins behind so that you can move forward. Through faith, Jesus never missed a chance to offer you that living water. And beloved, it costs you nothing. It only gives you gain. That water costs you nothing. It's to bless you and to help you to be able to be an evangelist. All evangelists are not church affiliated or have been going out from a church. They're going out from the word of God and what is raised up in their spirit. And so today, because Jesus took time to go through Samaria, you know that Jews didn't have any dealings with Samaritans. Samaritans were half Jews. And so we just want to acknowledge tonight that if you want Jesus, you have to receive that living water. And so God is just good. He's good all the time. And that faith hers is more of a spiritual healing, the power of faith. But she believed, because when you don't believe something, you don't go running and tell them, say, come see a man who's told me everything about myself. He must be a prophet. But whatever it is, y'all come and see him. And the Bible tells us that Jesus went into the city and tarried with them several days, spreading the word and telling them about his word and his works and his salvation that he offers unto you. And so I'm telling you, God has a way that no man can fathom. You think he has, you know, they say the superior race and the this and that, but it's no superior race. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, the world, everybody in the world. I don't care what your color is. Whether you like some of those people on Star Trek, you polka dot, whatever. God loves you, and he's willing. He's standing there with outstretched arms. And if you remember the picture that most people had in their house of Jesus and in the doorway, he said, come in. You open the door. The knob is not on his side. You will have to open the door and come in. He will not force you. He will not make you. But I guarantee you, if you believe and you trust in God, your life will be much sweeter. The joy of the Lord will be your strength, and you'll be able to withstand the fiery darts because you put on the whole armor that will help you and bless you. This is another one that the 10 lepers, now that's in St. Luke 17. The 10 lepers is another story of faith and healing. So the story goes that the 10 lepers came near to where Jesus was, and they started to holler and ask him, "The Master, Master, have mercy upon us, have mercy." And then the Bible says, and when Jesus saw them, he looked upon them, and he told them to go, show yourself to the priest. As they went, they were healed. That's faith. That's faith. They didn't have to go. They didn't see no evidence. But faith told them to do what he said. Maybe they'd heard about his reputation. But one of them was on his way, and he recognized that he was being healed. One of them turned back and fell on his face and cried, "Thank you, thank you." And the amazing part of that is that one was a Samaritan. He wasn't a Jew. He was a Samaritan. And Jesus said to him, "Now go thy way. Thy faith has made you whole." He received more than a healing. He was declared to be whole. One return. And don't forget, when Jesus bless you, say thank you. Say thank you to him. Give him honor and glory and praises because he's worthy of his praise. He does not have to do that. Now, I'm closing. This is a little insert from Charles Capps' booklet on the creative power of healing. And I wanted you to hear this. Probably no other subject is as important as your healing, but it is a principle involved in it. And it is the principle that we use, and it's in Romans 4:17-22, that we be fully persuaded for all these things, and we call those things as though they were. If you want to be healed, you can't keep saying, "I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick." If you want to be delivered and down, you can't keep repeating that. You have to say, "By faith, I am healed in Jesus' name," because the word said so. The word said that he took your sickness, your disease, whatever it is, to the cross. And you need to acknowledge it. Well, somebody said, "Well, you're just telling a lie. You're just lying." No, you're not. No, you're not. You're calling those things that you want to come to pass as though they were already with you. And that's what you keep doing. You keep calling them, no matter how it looks or how it says. I believe in the word of God. And the word of God will set you free. It will heal you of anything, mental, physical, stresses, and all. Some of them live in just a tortured life by believing and looking for things that could happen. But God tells us to cast our cares upon him because he cares for us, and he does. He proved that, hallelujah, on the cross. He proved that when he went to Calvary and he hung, bled, and died for our sins. And now we're left of living up to his word. And he'll help you to do any. Oh, I can't. Yes, you can. Through Christ, all things are possible if you only believe. And remember the principle involved in calling those things. I know how it is, and I know how I feel. But I know what the word says, and the word is powerful and mighty. I had a poem to read for you from Helen Steiner Rice. She's one of my favorite poets, and I really love her work. But as I was looking for something about faithfulness, I found this, and it comes from the Holy Bible. When you want to thank God for being faithful, I will sing of the Lord unfailing love forever. Young and old will hear of your faithfulness. Your unfailing love will last forever. Your faithfulness is as enduring as the heavens. All heavens will praise your great wonders. Lord, myriads of angels will praise you for your faithfulness. For who in all of heaven can compare with the Lord? What mighty angel is there like the Lord? The highest angelic power stands in awe of God. You are far more awesome than all who surround your throne. O Lord God of heaven's army, where is there anyone as mighty as you? O Lord, you are entirely faithful. And that's Psalm 89, verses 1, 2, and verses 5 through 8. I thank God for this beautiful opportunity to come before you tonight to share what God has given me. And I thank very much Pastor DJ for her compassionate ways. As I like to tell you, she called tonight to pray with me before I started this, to deliver this message unto you. And we want to pray, continue to pray for her blessings and her health, and that God helps her to move on and do greater things in his day. But she is a powerful warrior. And I thank him for everyone on this line tonight, those that come and go, those that on the line and don't say anything. We thank God for all of you, and I bless his name for the opportunity to tell you about God's power for healing. Faithfulness is a virtue that we all need. So we give you honor and praise to the Most High God as I say amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord, and my heart burns. Glory to God from the beginning. Here is Sister Laura. Praise God. Here is Sister Rachel. Here in Pastor Sims. All, everything just overlapped entire. Our month is about faith, and each one of the topics fit each one as forgiven and is poured out of this spirit. I am elated. I am so blessed, so proud, so glorious, especially since the two of our sisters, just their first time. I think Sister Rachel had some words one time, probably for 10 minutes or either. But in the meantime, I'm not sure, but the both of you did excellent. Thank God for even out seasoned woman of God. And the way it blended in, you were like, man, you couldn't help but just hear Holy Spirit from beginning to end. It is so wonderful. Praise God. Before I say anything else, I want to find out, I was trying to see what had from the people that was on, whether Pastor, the prophet was on or not, so that way we can find out whether she had anything from the Lord. Praise God for tonight before we go any further. But I have to get these lines open now. Praise God. Oh, I praise God again. I pray God's blessing, strength, and courage, and encouragement, angels be encamped about you all as you have delivered beautifully from what the Spirit has put in you all for us. And we believe, God, for greatness still yet to come, and bind up anything that will interfere or try to come up against the anointing of what God has said. Thank God for all that he's already done. And thank God for the blood covering for all of us. Pastor Bert, are you there? She may not be on. I didn't look at all the numbers. Praise God. Bless. Oh, yeah, she does have guests at the house, too, so I don't know whether that may have been another reason why, too, tonight. But I bless the Lord. Praise God. We're going to take any prayer requests that are for tonight, and then we're going to get the accolades. If anyone had a, we're going to have prayer tomorrow, Monday night, but if there is something pressing in your spirit tonight, you need prayer, we'll go ahead and take those requests, and then we'll go ahead and do the remarks.
Yeah, Pastor, this is Brother Black. My eyes has been really, really messing, like there was always something in it, and it's never happened like that for the past couple of months. Has been really aggravating. Really aggravating.
Praise the Lord. Mother Willette, would you go ahead and take that prayer request from our brother Minister Black. Okay, if she's not there.
I'll
Father,
be glad
you...
to.
Okay,
I'll
go
be
ahead.
Glad.
I know
Amen.
How fast
praise
I am
Lord.
If I don't hear nobody.
Okay, I was trying to get it off mute. bless the Lord. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, first of all, just for being the true and living God. We just praise you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us. We love you, and we thank you.
And we
thank that you love each one of us. And, Father God, concerning Brother Black's eyes, I know you know your servant, Lord God. You know what's going on with his eyes, and I thank you for the messages on tonight regarding faith, because faith without works is dead. And we thank you, Lord God, that Brother Black, I'm in agreement that he trusts that you are just who you say you are. And we are praying, God, that you will heal and touch that condition that's causing him trouble in his eyes. And we pray, Father God, that you would heal each of his eyes, Lord God, and restore him back to good health in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you that your word teaches, hallelujah, about healing in Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2:24, Psalms 107 and verse 20, and Exodus, praise God, hallelujah, and many more, Exodus 23rd chapter and verse 25. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you want us to be well and whole. So I pray in Christ Jesus' name, according to your word, hallelujah, and even thinking about, Lord God, the lepers and even the blind man, just praying, Lord, have mercy, but give him his good eyesight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and heal that condition that's been causing him trouble in his eyes. God, we're trusting you, we're depending on you, and by faith we speak that it's already done in Jesus' name. We pray that every attack from the enemy, Lord God, is rendered null and void. We cancel any assignments against this man of God in Christ Jesus' name, assignments that's trying to interfere with your divine healing, your divine will, purpose, and plan for his life. We pray, Father God, that you wrap your loving arms around him and bless him with what his request is in that name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, that we trust you because you've given us that measure of faith. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Anyone else? Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Well, Mother Alexander, bless the Lord, and Mother McCormick, Mother Willard, however, Brother Black, we just let y'all follow through on y'all remarks, and anyone else that has some remarks, we're going to go ahead and take those remarks now. Praise the Lord for the speakers for tonight. They did an excellent job.
Thank you.
Nobody's not going to say anything?
Well, I know I wasn't up for Sister Laura or Sister Rachel, but I did catch Pastor Sims, and I love the illustration. I know there's three fireballs that spoke in Jesus' name. The Holy Ghost is in you. And I just, for Pastor Sims, when she gave that illustration about that doorknob, Jesus standing on one, but the doorknob was on our side. And that doorknob is we have to open the door of our heart and allow him to come in, you know, as we submit our will unto him. And that was a beautiful thing. That brought me back. Amen. Thank you for the word. Thank God for the word. Amen.
Praise God. Oh, so everybody has gone off. Mother Willette, Mother Alexander, you all are not there anymore?
I'm still here. I was trying to give chance for somebody else because I thought they may have been on, but I'll go ahead. I want to say, God, I just love the Lord. I thank and praise God. I had no idea Sister Laura could bring forth such manna, but she brought forth that beautiful word, praise God. I put the word beautiful by her words of encouragement on you can trust God. And I'm in agreement with her 100%. She did an amazing job. She talked to, gave us examples, praise God, of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Glory be to God. That was an excellent example. And somebody that is speaking out to us today saying, yes, you can trust God. We trust him. And she said, the king said, didn't we throw in three? Lo, I see four. Hello, somebody. She hey. Talked about, hallelujah, that God will supply all of our needs. And I underlined the word all. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. When you have faith in God and you're trusting him and you pray in accordance with what his word says, and his word is God's will, praise God, you can just expect God's word is going to bring it to pass. Glory be to God. She said, God's got it. Hallelujah. And I'm in agreement with that. Praise God. She said, and she's trying to abbreviate this. She talked about that bulldog faith. I said, all right now. You know bulldogs get a hold of something and they don't let go. And Brother Joe, praise God, was an excellent example. All of these were excellent examples of people who will tell us today, oh, yes, you can trust God. When that bulldog faith, that means you got to get a hold of God's word, and I don't care what, let's see, distractions come, what try to come to interfere or try to get you off focus on God's word, you better hold on to his word, praise God, hold on. And I even told my young people that went to church with me today, I said, I want you all to be God chasers and faith walkers, praise God. Hallelujah. But if you don't find out what God's word says, I don't know how you're going to walk in faith. Hello, somebody. And I heard Mother Pastor Sim speak on, hallelujah, how does faith come? By hearing. Hearing what? The word of God. Glory be to God. So I praise God and thank and praise God for that beautiful message from, and she was brief. I'm so proud of her. I don't know what to do. I need to work on that. Beautiful. You can trust God. I'm in agreement with it. And then Sister Rachel, her mom, and while she was speaking, I heard Sister Rachel in her voice. I just heard Sister Rachel, praise God.
Yes.
I said, yeah, that apple didn't fall far from the tree when it concerns walking by faith. And hallelujah, set a good example. Mother has set a good example for her. Sister Rachel asked the question, where is your faith? Hello, somebody. So when stuff is happening, you know, you want to have you. You better hold on to your faith. And I like what she said, where's your measure of faith? Because the Father has given all of us a measure of faith. And then I said, if you have a measure of faith, I put a little note, well, you better use what you got. Hello, somebody. You may not know all of the Bible, but you know some of the word. Hello, somebody. So you better stand on what you know and hold on to that and speak that word, praise God. I like all the scriptures she gave. Hallelujah. And she mentioned getting the word down, and I wrote down, get the word down on the inside. Hallelujah. And it will, what, strengthen your faith. I like that, praise God. If you ain't got no word on the inside of you, how is the Holy Spirit going to bring back to you what the word of God says? Minister BJ say, hallelujah, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials that will test your faith. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. She once again, she talked about men of great faith. Daniel was one of them, because anytime you get thrown in a den of lions, oh, yeah, that's going to test you. You're going to have some great faith. You better have some in the name of Jesus. So many wonderful things, Sister Rachel. I'm very pleased. Praise God. You did an outstanding job of examples. Praise God. And then I put a little song, if I had a song to entitle your message, praise God, because you gave such wonderful examples of your testimonies, I put a song, All of My Life, God Has Been Faithful. And if praise all God. Of my life, God, and he's been so, so good, that's the song I would have given you, praise God. And I thought about it. I said, you know what, if all of my life God has been faithful, we ought to be faithful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, with the measure of faith that God has given us. Then, hastening on, Pastor Sims, as once again, I just love, praise God, all of the word you said that the power of faith for healing. Glory be to God. That's it. Now, you had a heavy, you had a little bit more weight on yours because the whole bottom line, if you want some healing, and healing comes from God, we can go to the doctor and get an aspirin or get surgical wounds patched up, praise God. We can do that. But the healing comes from God. And without faith, hello, somebody. I don't know how you're going to get it because, see, she talked about in Hebrews 11.
Amen.
Faith comes by hearing. And she talked about, praise God, what faith
you,
is.
Lord.
Now faith is, praise God. And then 6, I like that Hebrews 11 of 6 that says, he that comes to God, this the whole message,
but
must
not
believe that God exists, that he is, and that he is a rewarder. I ain't trying to preach it over. But you know what it says, praise God. And then she mentioned about, she gave us education on where that those fiery serpents and numbers.
You got to bring it in.
Okay, I'm bringing it in. Quick mythology, a Greek mythology versus, is it from God? And she believes that was a message from the Lord, and it is saying something, and the Holy Spirit will speak more to us. And she gave much, much more. Praise God, and I'm not going to keep going, but I thank and praise God for every morsel because it was not just good, but it was very good. And I pray God's favor, grace, and mercy on each one of you women on tonight that brought forth this manna from heaven. God bless each
Amen.
Of you.
God
bless you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
Okay, if there's nobody else that's going to respond tonight, we're not going to hold the line up, praise God. I thought Mother Alexandra, there, she might have dropped off. But in the meantime, I just want to thank God for both of these ladies. They did, all three of them, they did a marvelous and wonderful job. And some of the things, glory to God, that just was just such a blessing just to even just to hear how the Spirit was pouring out of each one of them. Like my sister came out with from the beginning, Jesus never leave you nor forsake you. And she talked about the Hebrew voice that was already said. And I thank God, glory to God, how she even gave that example about even in faith and how God blessed even when she was going through with her house and whatever like this. As she said, where there's nothing wrong with being in the poverty, wherever we live, whatever the circumstances is, hallelujah, when you're just having the faith and how God blessed. And how she moved to this other house and for a whole year did not put a picture up or nothing because she's already believed God, I'm going to have my own. And to be able to have that kind of faith and walk right out of that, because sometimes it'd be years and years before people really can get to a place where they can just purchase their home and sometimes different things that come up. But thank God for that kind of faith that she was able to stand and be able to get that, praise the Lord. And also, my other sister, I'm not going to try to go through everything everybody said already, but also with Sister Rachel and stuff like that, saying, where is your faith? Everyone had their own top. Our month of the day was about faith and how God blessed each one of them, had came in a powerful way and stuff like this. And now she talked about even the different areas in faith, how people with this little faith and, you know, that slogan they have, little prayer, little power, Lord, however that thing go in, much prayer, much power. But even when she broke it down in the way that she did, praise the Lord, it's important for us to know that he did give every man a measure of faith. What we do with it is going to make all the difference. Thank God for the examples that were said. It says, where your faith are, you got to be anchored in your faith and also eat the word and go over there, there's power in your tongue and so forth like this. And then, you know, what God has said about there is life and death in the power of the tongue, so speak life. And if so is a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So that faith, as glory to God, going to make all the difference, and we can talk it all we want to, but living is another thing, praise God. And we thank God we got to be sober, like she said, and be something else she had said here. Listen to Jesus and put on your whole armor. That's something imperative that we got to have on every day, all the time. And we'll go through different things. It's like a soldier go through things, but they'll come right back, and the first thing they clean up is their weapons, praise God. It says, God bless, and she had some testimonies with hers. And Pastor Sims, we thank God for how the Lord blessed her and telling us about, even for our faith, how we get it. And he said faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, how she iterates, glory to God, or reiterates some things that were said the other night in prayer concerning this Halloween, which is vitally important. What Pastor Bird had brought a word up, and if people hear and don't hear, those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And it is satanic. And when we didn't have knowledge of things, we did certain things. When we came into the knowledge of the truth, then we got to walk therein. Some people want to obey God and this, that, and the other, victorious and this, overcoming that, but there's other things they want to let go of. But that same one thing can turn back around. It's like a little teeny spot for cancer. If it don't be dealt with, it's going to spread. So we got to get to a point that we got to be able to eat the whole loaf, like Ezekiel said, and allow the Lord to bless and glory to God, deliver us so we can be able to be free. So it's better to be God be pleased with what we say than it is with man or what's concerning our flesh. We thank God, glory to God, about how she brought some scriptures concerning faith, and even for the lepers and their faith, and even when he went to Samaria, and glory to God, when he went and been obedient, how that lady, glory to God, the woman, or the after the Lord told her about the water, and also glory to God, of how she can have this water, and how she dropped her blood, her pots. And water pots, and went and glory. I told all those men and all the ones in there, glory to God, come see a man. So God bless in that, glory to God. And it's all about whatever, spiritual, natural, and physical healing. So we just thanking God, praise God, that we heard a word from the Lord for each one of them in such a powerful way, and how God bless. And it's things that we done heard, and some things God give a deeper revelation, some more revelation. I like what Pastor Brady had said last night when I listened to her. We can read this same book in these same chapters over and over and over. And every time you go in and seek the Lord, he'll give a revelation. And whatever it is, he'll give it for what we need. And it's constantly, constantly, glory to God, blessing us and healing and deliverance. And whatever we need, we'll find in it. God, no other book in life that ever do was the book of life is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Him crucified. Glory to God. Everything from the beginning all the way to now. The things that in error, things, glory to God, people did and repent, some that they didn't repent, the consequences of things, all the blessings, even with the attacks of the enemy. Some things when we just go through just for Jesus, just for his glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to be done dead, and you're going to suffer for righteousness' sake no matter what. But God said, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver them out of a. What a mighty God. We said, I am so proud of what God bless and what he said to do. So we'll be back in touch with you all this week to let you know who is the next three lined up. Because second Sunday, it's already been on the books for some months for Apostle out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, Pastor Mitchell, glory to God, we're bringing that word on the second Sunday. And so for the fourth Sunday and on from then, we'll have the rest of those speakers coming up, but we still have what the lineup is. We will be on services for tomorrow night for our prayer. At this time, we're going to let each one have their remarks. Praise the Lord. Already prayed for them, but we're going to believe God right now for them to have a moment. We're going to start off with Sister Laura, then we have Sister Rachel, and then we're going to have Pastor Sims for their remarks. Amen. Praise God for you all. Enjoy this.
Amen. I just like to thank y'all. Thank you, Pastor BJ, for allowing me to speak. And I pray that I was able to encourage someone. There is definitely nothing too hard for the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor BJ, for encouraging and nourishing me and pushing me. I thank God for you. I thank God for everybody on the line. The ones that are speakers, they prayed with me, they pushed me, because they know what's on the inside of me. They saw something that I really didn't see. But God, I thank you for your word that's deep down on the inside of me. God, I thank you for speaking through my lips tonight, because I don't want to speak, God. I want you to say what you want to be seen, so that somebody, hallelujah, Jesus, it'll reach of God. I'm about to see you. Yay, God, thank you, Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost Spirit abiding, I'm about to see. God, let them catch hold on faith, God, because you are that you are.
Everything that you said, Lord, it will come to manifestation according to their faith, Lord. I know that I know that I know. God, I thank you. Thank each and every one of y'all. I love y'all. Y'all keep me in your prayers. And I just want to say glory. Hallelujah. It's all because of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Give God the praise tonight for this beautiful time when we could come together and testify and magnify. Glory of God is alive and well, and it's before you, it's present. You can have it. One of my sisters said that came before me, I think it was Sister Rachel, you can have all of the Jesus that you want, but you have to seek the Lord while he may be found. And I'm wondering who the veteran was here tonight, because the ladies that came before me, both of them, Sister Laura and Sister Rachel, sound like veteran warriors to me. They sound like teachers to me. And I enjoy every much, very much of it, and I'm humbled by the invitation to come and to lift up Jesus, because that's what we need to do in this world. You know, we in our last days, and we got to hold on, grasp those by faith, and look to Jesus, from whom all our help comes. And he is not a man that he should lie. So believe us, believe anybody on here that's seeking to know the Lord Jesus Christ. He invites you. He says, try him. Try him. And see, won't he do what he said he'll do? Thank you, and God bless each and every one of you. I give God the honor and the praise for this great opportunity. And I
Pastor
love
BJ.
So God bless
Pastor
you.
BJ, may I say something?
Oh, praise God. I was trying to wait for Pastor to finish. Okay, I heard you the first. Yeah, but I just want to make sure when everybody finished speaking, then we can make our request. So I just wanted to make sure we didn't want to cut her off while she's talking. So, okay, then. My brother, go ahead then now. Thank you, Pastor.
Please forgive me. Please forgive me,
okay.
Pastor. I just heard a few words of Sister Laura for the first time, and what she said was powerful. But she sounds like a younger Sister Rachel. She sounds
yeah, they're talking like sometimes you hear their voices.
Amen. God bless you. I close. We closed out on our anniversary service tonight, this evening. And the message that my apostle spoke for the afternoon, a bishop came by and spoke the same exact message.
Look at God.
God is speaking.
He's not to confirm
Amen.
His word over and over. He reiterated
yes.
so we can get that in our spirit. When he does that, that means it's really put your alarm on our ears to really, really catch what he's saying at this hour to get anchored when we hear it back to back or turn the TV on. My pastor was just saying, we were just praying that, or we just, he has the purpose when we hear it back and forth, back to back. So we just got to get it in our spirit and stand on it, because it's the time now with some of the pastors talking in the last couple of days about anchoring right now with everything that's going on. There's some falling away, but we better get anchored and not watch who's falling away. Pray for them, but don't get caught up in the moment. Don't care how anointed they were, however. Well, everybody has got a measure of faith, and everybody got to make that work out their salvation with fear and trembling to the Lord. So we got to keep, glory to God, realizing how God has empowered us, and the more we're going to stay empowered is to stay close to him in our relationship, meditating, obeying his word, seeking his face, and walking not as our will, but his will, circumspectly to his word, and encouraging one another, because we're not on an island. This going to take one another. Teeth and tongue might fall out, but glory to God, they still got to work together. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
There's going to be time. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, come let us let us reason together. At the end of the day, it's still his, because we come in compliance with him in the name of Jesus. So I bless the Lord again. Ladies, it was good. Who missed it tonight? I'm praying that they'll get back and really go back and listen to the www.blogtalkradio.com/
divine connection. Praise the Lord, because I tell you, this has been rich. Bless the Lord. Amen. But in the meantime, I will be getting back with you who will be speaking. Pray for Pastor Richard Mitchell. Pray for the warriors there yet to come and the ones that already pray for Pastor Bird. I think it's next week. Is it next week that she'll be? Yes, yeah, next week. Her and her family, they will be out on a excursion, a trip. Glory, I've been planning for several months. So we're praying God's blessing and protection and shield, and pray for the sister, glory, that she's got a little concern. She's supposed to be on the trip too, but got a little pain. Glory to God, not no little, but we're speaking by faith, speaking on things that are not as though they were, that it ended up being little, but some challenges with her body. But this trip has been paid for, and we're believing God that they'll go and be safe and come back. Pray continuous prayer for Pastor Burton, because she's getting ready to have that. She done prayed and seek the face of the Lord and talked to the doctor, so she's going to have knee surgery on November 9th and so forth, because she's had some excruciating pain. She was almost to the point where she can't hardly walk sometimes, so much pain, but she still was going about doing whatever God's saying, making the best of it, and even through her pride, how she, you know, it's always been somebody being independent, but she's been having some serious attacks on her body, but she's been still standing, so we all want to keep praying for her and also for that shoulder and that hand. But we believe in God for that. Matter of fact, we're going to stand in prayer right now. Brother Black, pray for Pastor Burton's knee surgery now.
Father God, we thank you, Lord. She is your child. She is a woman of God. She's not under the curse of the law, but she is yours, Jesus. And since she's yours, she's a seed of Abraham and heirs according to your promises. Lord, you said in your word, by your wounds, by your stripes in your back and your wounds, your scars in your hands, nails in your feet, spear in your side, thorns in your head, God, by and stripes on your back, all of those is because of your wounds for the healing of the nations, just like the leaves on the tree, God. Hallelujah. And we believe your word and stand on your word, and we bring it, Lord, to fruition, God. Lord, according to our faith, we know it's done. We count it done, God, because of your precious promises, a yes and amen, God. We don't believe any other thing, God, even our bodies. Your words supersede, Lord, everything in this natural realm. So, God, we lift up Pastor Burton right now, even the knee surgery, that you anoint the doctors, put place the right doctors and nurses in there, God. There'll be no complications. The enemy is already bound up in advance. Every assignment, God, every influence, God, everything that he could stick his head up to do, we bind it up and cast it into those portals. Bind those portals up. Cast them back to the pits of hell from whence they came. Now we loose the angels of God. We loose the healing virtue of God to encamp around about her. Lord, touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of your feet, God. She's your apostle, God, and she didn't finish the work that you have already called her to do. So, God, we already know that she's taken care of, because you must make sure that she finish her work, and she can't finish her work laying in no bed, God. So we thank you for it. We thank you for 100% health, God, a speedy recovery. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory be unto God. We receive that in Jesus' name. And anyone else that may be going through in their bodies or on the phone or sacrificing, or even in their families or loved ones, God, we pray, friends, however, even through grief and sorrow, we pray, God, you touch, heal, and deliver. We thank you for your word and also for the faith that none that don't have, that they can take on faith, that if they're weak in the faith, that they will get built up. And those, glory to God, that we stand in the gap that don't know you and the partner of their sins, God, we pray for every stronghold coming down, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, and even every spirit that will cause their minds to be turned and twisted because of the cares of this life and the economy and all the pain and agony or whatever, and even for our youth, God, we plead the blood of Jesus against that pied piper spirit and that hero and that feral spirit. We curse and cancel those assignments, that they will be open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Every portal that's been opened, we curse and cancel that, even through this thing of seduction through the homosexual acts and also this Halloween thing over to God, not knowing that these spirits have been sent out all through the movies and everything else and everything over to God, the
chat and all kind of stuff, glory to God, in the chanting. All we plead the brother and curse and counsel that they will not attach except to our children, ourselves, the church family, glory to God. We pray that they'll open, not open the doors either. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, we pray, glory to God, against every foul and unclean spirit to be loose from its assignment and go back to the dry place from whence it came. We speak life. We speak healing. We speak deliverance. We speak salvation. We speak, glory to God, and awareness and truth to come to the table in the name of Jesus, that they can be able to truth will penetrate those hard places in the name of Jesus, that life will come, glory to God, to understanding, glory to God, who Jesus really is, the true and living God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you and help us to grow stronger in you. Faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. Help us to fill our spirits up with your word and not leaving the avenues open, glory to God, and not guard our hearts with all diligence like we should, glory to God, because of CNN, BBC, BBC, this, that, and the other, and whatever else out there that's whatever like this, this opening got our attention. God, help us to have a balance in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit lead and guide us and help us to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might with the Holy Spirit. And God, use these tools that you've given us, glory to God. You said our weapons are not carnal. We got to know how to use them. God, help us to pray one for another, encourage one another, esteem others more highly than ourselves, and help us to not think more highly of ourselves than well. We got to search ourselves because there's some things, glory, in us that we're going to have to let go and let God. In our families, wrong with one another, our feelings and our emotions sometimes flare up the time. We got to get temperance, God, and we got to not be passive either. And we got to be into a point where, God, let the Holy Spirit help us to let him go right. Help us not deny and justify why we did, why we say, why we feel like. And some things we still need to let go of the past. They're still from childhood, from the little boy in us, from the little girl in us. Oh, God, let God come and heal and raise us up and use those things as when you tell us to go back in the archives, only for a testimony, only for that, not to let the enemy beat us up about this, that, and the other, nobody else's feelings and emotions. Let us hear what you have to say. God, there's so many of in the body of Christ is still going back to the past and not allow the enemy to allow the enemy to come in instead of allowing you to heal us. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. What are we doing with that? God, I pray against these satanic forces that are out here with this murdering demon and mental illness, you and these guns and whatever, but you want to put everything on mental illness, which is mental challenges out there, and there is a real devil out there, but it's some doors that man needs to close too, even in the natural, just like on the raw highway. You don't go over to God, you still got a law for the highway. You have a law for these guns. God, we are praying, God, an awakening. And we pray, glory to God, for healing and deliverance. Thank you for protecting us and shielding us and covering us under the blood every day and night, even in our own homes. We bless you for it. And we bind up any transferring spirits, bind Satan up in all of the courts, every set of trap, plot, plan, scheme, be eradicated in the name of Jesus. We call back our joy, our peace, and let's celebrate you more. Celebrate you more than we're concerned about these problems that go on, because you are the problem solver. And help us to be, glory to God, the one that you can use in the midst of the situations. The peace that you can give us that pass all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee. Thank you again for tonight. Thank you for this word. Thank you for each vessel, God. Pray you stir them up, put a fire in them to burn up everything that's not like God, each one of us, and a fire to have a desire for more of you and less of us. Thank you again. Thank you for our brother Black and his healing. Thank you, Lord God, for this service that he has. Manifest some days of the testimony, but thank God for bringing him glory to God where we can be able to hear from him too as well as he prepares as the upcoming month, hopefully next month or the month after, glory to God, he'll be able to have that time to share the word to us as well as we get the schedule together. We just bless you for all that you do and doing. Cover our children, our grandchildren, our seed. We speak life to them, encouragement, and backsliders to come back, and also for some that are saved, that they will stand and be strong in the Lord, and the parents and the children, God, to bless in their homes too as well. In Jesus' name we pray. These grandparents, all of us, we need your help, Lord. The support system of the village, everybody, in Jesus' name. Amen. If there's nothing else before we close out tonight, I thank you again for those that obey the voice of God and how God bless and prove himself. I pray it's a shift in your spirit from just letting God use you tonight, that God bless for no more hunger for more of him as we all need to seek his face. Bless the Lord. Amen and amen. All right, then, Salome, Salome, we bless God for you. We continue to encourage and look forward for those that will be online that will be praying and seeking the face of God for those that we've been praying and seeking the face of God for to manifest even some of these reports that come back. That God bless and touch Mother Alexander, because it's hardly ever that she's not online, but strengthen and encourage her, bless her, and even those that's on her heart that she's been praying and seeking the face of the Lord for. Bless her, God. Let it not be a weight in Jesus' name. Help us all these things that we've been hearing and knowing about. God, we release them back in your hands. Call our peace back in, and the joy of the Lord be in our strength. You all have a blessed and wonderful night. We speak blessings upon you, strength and encouragement and blood covering over it. Angels be in camp, speaking life. Amen.
Amen.
Shalom.
Amen. Shalom.
Amen. And we bid you all shalom.
Shalom. Praise God. We love you.
Hallelujah.
We serve. Yes, a mighty God we serve. We have victory in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.